Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Well, this is disappointing. You show up to your favorite artist concert. You've had these tickets for months. You've had your outfit planned. You pregame harder than you've ever pregamed because you love Iggy Azalea. And then the concert gets shut down 25 minutes into it.
That was it?
Yeah.
It was only 25 minutes in when they shut it down?
25 minutes long. Iggy Azalea's show in Saudi Arabia shut down after 25 minutes because her pants ripped. But it wasn't her fault. She was willing to go on with the show. So her pants end up ripping, showing a little bit of leg. And I can imagine you're in front of all these people. You're a little nervous. You got to brush it off somehow. She's like, ladies, make some noise. It's a woman's world. This is all from somebody's video that they've captured from the concert. And so what ends up happening is 25 minutes in, her microphone gets cut off. And basically the police that were on the side of the stage made her shut down the show. And she had to come out and explain to everybody that it was because of the pants ripping.
Was it the pants being ripped or was it the women rule the world comment?
Well,
which is the thing that
she
did
is coming out and saying that it is because the pants are ripping.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I had seen stories that it was because of the comment, because they gave her a different set of pants.
Yeah, I was thinking they must have had a lot of pants backstage, but I'm thinking that comment is the thing that turned the lights off.
That was an impressive rip, by the way. It went.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, because it didn't rip from behind. She was on her knees, and it started at the knee, and it went right up to the...
That's how you know those squats in the gym are working, though. You know what? That's a good thing for you, Iggy.
She's been in here before. She got booty.
Yes, her booty's bigger than it was when she came in studio.
It is now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got a BBL. Yeah,
it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. She got a BBL, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Okay, Adam's...
I mean, I've seen it recently, and I'm like, one, let's keep it real, because I'm the realist. That is not natural.
Nope.
Maybe she's squatting lots of squats.
Sure.
She's going heavy a couple times a week.
Maxed out.
Okay, Adam Sandler and his wife might win Friends of the Year Award for 2023 because of what they've done for Jennifer Aniston. So Jennifer Aniston has been super open about her fertility struggles. And in a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal, she shared that her longtime pal Adam Sandler and his wife, Jackie, they always send her flowers on Mother's Day. I thought that was so sweet. She's talked about, you know, how she's done IVF and how, you know, going through it, it was just such a hard struggle that it's why she has gratitude for so much in life. You know, she's like, if I can go through that, I can make it through anything.
Yeah, I think this was her coming, her being open about this recently, because Jennifer just shared about this recently. Like, she was like doing egg retrieval and that, unfortunately, it just wasn't in the cards for her to become a mom. But it wasn't, you know, from a lack of effort on her part. And for all those years, the tabloids are like, you know, constantly speculating whether or not she's pregnant. And to do that, having no idea what somebody is dealing with behind the scenes, is just so callous. And ever since Adam Sandler found out that she wanted to be a mom and she tried to be a mom, but it just, you know, she said, you know, like, that ship has sailed now. He and his wife send her flowers on Mother's Day, and I think that's
really
so sweet.
The sweetest guy, man. Yeah. Have you seen his new movie out on Netflix, the one about the bat mitzvah?
No.
No, I've seen previews for it, though. It looks good.
It's not bad.
Okay.
How about that?
It's not bad. And his daughter stars in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Okay. Elaborate.
It's not great.
Okay.
But not bad.
So you chuckled a few times.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's such a nice guy now that I feel like even if his movies now are a 4, I will say they're a 6.5.
Yeah. And he was spotted at Taylor Swift's concert dressed exactly as Adam Sandler would be dressed for any occasion. Basketball shorts, long t-shirt. Now that I know that he supports my queen, love him. Okay. This might be one of the wildest celeb lawsuits I've ever seen in a minute. Kim Kardashian's friend, Jonathan Chabon, also known as Food God, is suing a Korean barbecue sauce company for $20 million. He is claiming that when he opened up his fridge, it just exploded out of nowhere. And he suffered losses like not being able to use his hand in social media posts, in his advertisements, and his ability to sponsor various food items.
For $20
million? For $20
million. Cut my left hand off.
Right?
For $20 million. I don't need this hand.
For $20 million, I don't need either one.
Your watch would fall off.
What's that?
Your watch would fall off.
I can put it on my other wrist.
Okay.
Security was handling a fan at her concert. But she wasn't happy about it. I'll tell you why. Adele was getting fired up with her show security on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.